Jasher chapter 56. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. And the days of Jacob and the years of his life were 147 years. At that time Jacob was attacked with that illness of which he died. And he sent and called for his son Joseph from Egypt. And Joseph his son came from Egypt. And Joseph came unto his father. And Jacob said unto Joseph and unto his sons, Behold, I die, and the God of your ancestors will visit you and bring you back to the land which the Lord sware to give unto you and unto your children after you. Now therefore, when I am dead, bury me in the cave which is in Machpelah in Hebron, in the land of Canaan, near my ancestors. And Jacob made his sons swear to bury him in Machpelah in Hebron. And his sons swore unto him concerning this thing. And he commanded them, saying, Serve the Lord your God, for he who delivered your fathers will also deliver you from all trouble. And Jacob said, Call all your children unto me. And all the children of Jacob's sons came and sat before him. And Jacob blessed them, and he said unto them, The Lord God of your fathers shall grant you 1,000 times as much, and bless you. And may he give you the blessing of your father Abraham. And all the children of Jacob's sons went forth on that day after he had blessed them. And on the next day Jacob again called for his sons, and they all assembled and came to him and sat before him. And Jacob on that day blessed his sons before his death. Each man did he bless according to his blessing. Behold, it is written in the book of the law of the Lord appertaining to Israel. And Jacob said unto Judah, I know, my son, that thou art a mighty man for thy brethren. Reign over them, and thy sons shall reign over their sons forever. Only teach thy sons the bow and all the weapons of war, in order that they may fight the battles of their brother who will rule over his enemies. And Jacob again commanded his sons on that day, saying, Behold, I shall this day be gathered unto my people. Carry me up from Egypt, and bury me in the cave of Machpelah, as I have commanded you. Howbeit, take heed, I pray you, that none of your sons carry me, only yourselves. And this is the manner you shall do unto me, when you carry my body, to go with it to the land of Canaan to bury me. Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun shall carry my bier at the eastern side, Reuben, Simeon, and Gad at the south, Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin at the west, Dan, Asher, and Naphtali at the north. Let not Levi carry with you, for he and his sons will carry the ark of the covenant of the Lord with the Israelites in the camp. Neither let Joseph my son carry, for as a king, so let his glory be. However, Ephraim and Manasseh shall be in their stead. Thus shall you do unto me when you carry me away. Do not neglect anything of all that I command you. And it shall come to pass, when you do this unto me, that the Lord will remember you favorably, and your children after you forever. And you, my sons, honor each his brother and his relative, and command your children and your children's children after you to serve the Lord God of your ancestors all the days, in order that you may prolong your days in the land, you and your children and your children's children forever. When you do what is good and upright in the sight of the Lord your God, to go in all his ways. And thou, Joseph, my son, forgive, I pray thee, the prongs of thy brethren and all their misdeeds in the injury that they heaped upon thee. For God intended it for thine and thy children's benefit. And, O my son, leave not thy brethren to the inhabitants of Egypt, neither hurt their feelings. For behold, I consign them to the hand of God, and in thy hand to guard them from the Egyptians. And the sons of Jacob answered their father, saying, O our father, All that thou hast commanded us, so will we do. May God only be with us. And Jacob said unto his sons, So may God be with you, when you keep all his ways. Turn not from his ways, either to the right or the left, in performing what is good and upright in his sight. For I know that many and grievous troubles will befall you in the latter days in the land, yea, your children and children's children. Only serve the Lord, and he will save you from all trouble. And it shall come to pass, when you shall go after God to serve him, and will teach your children after you, and your children's children to know the Lord, then will the Lord raise up unto you and your children a servant from amongst your children. And the Lord will deliver you through his hand from all affliction, and bring you out of Egypt, and bring you back to the land of your fathers, to inherit it securely. And Jacob ceased commanding his sons, and he drew his feet into the bed. He died, and was gathered to his people. And Joseph fell upon his father, and he cried out and wept over him, and he kissed him, and he called out in a bitter voice, and he said, O my father, my father! And his sons' wives and all his household came and fell upon Jacob, and they wept over him and cried in a very loud voice concerning Jacob. And all the sons of Jacob rose up together, and they tore their garments, and they all put sackcloth upon their loins, and they fell upon their faces, and they cast dust upon their heads toward the heavens. And the thing was told unto Osnath, Joseph's wife. And she rose up and put on a sack. And she with all the Egyptian women with her came and mourned and wept for Jacob. And also all the people of Egypt who knew Jacob came all on that day when they heard this thing. And all Egypt wept for many days. And also from the land of Canaan did the women come unto Egypt when they heard that Jacob was dead. And they wept for him in Egypt for 70 days. And it came to pass after this that Joseph commanded his servants, the doctors, to embalm his father with myrrh and frankincense and all manner of incense and perfume. And the doctors embalmed Jacob as Joseph had commanded them. And all the people of Egypt and the elders and all the inhabitants of the land of Goshen wept and mourned over Jacob. And all his sons and the children of his household lamented and mourned over their father Jacob many days. And after the days of his weeping had passed away, at the end of 70 days, Joseph said unto Pharaoh, I will go up and bury my father in the land of Canaan, as he made me swear, and then I will return. And Pharaoh sent Joseph, saying, Go up and bury thy father, as he said, and as he made thee swear. And Joseph rose up with all his brethren to go to the land of Canaan to bury their father Jacob, as he had commanded them. And Pharaoh commanded that it should be proclaimed throughout Egypt, saying, Whoever goeth not up with Joseph and his brethren to the land of Canaan to bury Jacob shall die. And all Egypt heard of Pharaoh's proclamation. And they all rose up together, and all the servants of Pharaoh, and the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt went up with Joseph. And all the officers and nobles of Pharaoh went up as the servants of Joseph, and they went to bury Jacob in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Jacob carried the bier upon which he lay, according to all that their father commanded them, so did his sons unto him. And the bier was of pure gold, and it was inlaid round about with onyx stones and bdellium. And the covering of the bier was gold woven work, joined with threads, and over them were hooks of onyx stones and bdellium. And Joseph placed upon the head of his father Jacob a large golden crown, and he put a golden scepter in his hand, and they surrounded the bier, as was the custom of kings during their lives. And all the troops of Egypt went before him in this array. At first all the mighty men of Pharaoh and the mighty men of Joseph, and after them the rest of the inhabitants of Egypt. And they were all girded with swords and equipped with coats of mail, and the trappings of war were upon them. And all the weepers and mourners went at a distance opposite to the bier, going and weeping and lamenting, and the rest of the people went after the bier. And Joseph and his household went together near the bier, barefooted and weeping. And the rest of Joseph's servants went around him. Each man had his ornaments upon him, and they were all armed with their weapons of war. And 50 of Jacob's servants went in front of the bier. And they strewed along the road myrrh and aloes and all manner of perfume. And all the sons of Jacob that carried the bier walked upon the perfumery. And the servants of Jacob went before them, strewing the perfume along the road. And Joseph went up with a heavy camp, and they did after this manner every day until they reached the land of Canaan. And they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which was on the other side of Jordan. And they mourned an exceeding great and heavy mourning in that place. And the kings of Canaan heard of this thing, and they all went forth, each man from his house, 31 kings of Canaan. And they all came with their men to mourn and weep over Jacob. And all these kings beheld Jacob's bier, and behold, Joseph's crown was upon it. And they also put their crowns upon the bier, and encircled it with crowns. And all these kings made in that place a great and heavy mourning with the sons of Jacob and Egypt over Jacob. For all the kings of Canaan knew the valor of Jacob and his sons. And the report reached Esau, saying, Jacob died in Egypt, and his sons and all Egypt are conveying him to the land of Canaan to bury him. And Esau heard this thing, and he was dwelling in Mount Seir. And he rose up with his sons and all his people and all his household, a people exceedingly great, and they came to mourn and weep over Jacob. And it came to pass, when Esau came, he mourned for his brother Jacob. And all Egypt and all Canaan again rose up and mourned a great mourning with Esau over Jacob in that place. And Joseph and his brethren brought their father Jacob from that place, and they went to Hebron to bury Jacob in the cave by his fathers. And they came unto Kiriath Arba to the cave. And as they came, Esau stood with his sons against Joseph and his brethren as a hindrance in the cave, saying, Jacob shall not be buried therein, for it belongeth to us and to our father. And Joseph and his brethren heard the words of Esau's sons, and they were exceedingly wroth. And Joseph approached unto Esau, saying, What is this thing which they have spoken? Surely my father Jacob bought it from thee for great riches after the death of Isaac, now 25 years ago. And also all the land of Canaan he bought from thee and from thy sons and thy seed after thee. And Jacob bought it for his sons and his seed after him for an inheritance for ever. And why speakest thou these things this day? And Esau answered, saying, Thou speakest falsely and utterest lies. For I sold not anything belonging to me in all this land, as thou sayest. Neither did my brother Jacob buy aught belonging to me in this land. And Esau spoke these things in order to deceive Joseph with his words. For Esau knew that Joseph was not present in those days when Esau sold all belonging to him in the land of Canaan to Jacob. And Joseph said unto Esau, Surely my father inserted these things with thee in the record of purchase, and testified the record with witnesses, and behold, it is with us in Egypt. And Esau answered, saying unto him, Bring the record. All that thou wilt find in the record, so will we do. And Joseph called unto Naphtali his brother, and he said, Hasten quickly, stay not, and run, I pray thee, to Egypt, and bring all the records. The record of the purchase, the sealed record, and the open record, and also all the first records in which all the transactions of the birthright are written, fetch thou. And thou shalt bring them unto us hither, that we may know from them all the words of Esau and his sons which they spoke this day. And Naphtali hearkened to the voice of Joseph, and he hastened and ran to go down to Egypt. And Naphtali was lighter on foot than any of the stags that were upon the wilderness, for he would go upon ears of corn without crushing them. And when Esau saw that Naphtali had gone to fetch the records, he and his sons increased their resistance against the cave. And Esau and all his people rose up against Joseph and his brethren to battle. And all the sons of Jacob and the people of Egypt fought with Esau and his men. And the sons of Esau and his people were smitten before the sons of Jacob. And the sons of Jacob slew of Esau's people 40 men. And Chushim, the son of Dan, the son of Jacob, was at that time with Jacob's sons. But he was about 100 cubits distant from the place of battle, for he remained with the children of Jacob's sons by Jacob's bier to guard it. And Chushim was dumb and deaf. Still he understood the voice of consternation amongst men. And he asked, saying, "Why do you not bury the dead? And what is this great consternation?" And they answered him the words of Esau and his sons. And he ran to Esau in the midst of the battle, and he slew Esau with a sword, and he cut off his head, and it sprang to a distance. And Esau fell amongst the people of the battle. And when Chushim did this thing, the sons of Jacob prevailed over the sons of Esau. And the sons of Jacob buried their father by force in the cave, and the sons of Esau beheld it. And Jacob was buried in Hebron, in the cave of Machpelah, which Abraham had bought from the sons of Heth for the possession of a burial place. And he was buried in very costly garments. And no king had such honor paid him as Joseph paid unto his father at his death. For he buried him with great honor, like unto the burial of kings. And Joseph and his brethren made a mourning of 7 days for their father.